Good morning. WTIW News Time is 7:04, and it's a chilly 34 degrees out there right now. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirnemann Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning. I'm Jordan Meserl. If you make more than $400,000 a year after yesterday, your taxes are about to go up. If you make less than that a year, your paycheck is still going to be a little bit smaller. City of Bryan's Chief Financial Officer Joe Hegwood says the change in employee portion of Social Security tax withholding will be one of the major ways it affects Bryan College Station residents.
A couple of years ago, the rate was dropped from 6.2 down to 4.2, so a 2% drop, and now with this legislation, it's going back up again. So the effect of that is that individuals' spendable salary will go down by 2% beginning at the beginning of the year, so they have less disposable income.
With the payroll tax changes, those making less than $50,000 a year can see a change of anywhere between 1% and 1.6% increase in the amount of Social Security withholding taken out of paychecks. The facelift for downtown Bryan continues. Renee Lawrence with the Downtown Bryan Association says the way downtown evolved left a blank canvas primed for the development in the north end of that area. Thanks to a $10,000 grant from the National Endowment for the Arts, plans are in motion for an art installation.
The concept of the project is, like I said, to activate this temporary void. The built structure is just an open steel frame structure in bays of about 10 foot by 10 foot by 10 foot. And from that steel structure, sculptural and interactive installation will spend from or anchor to or grow upon it, float within it.
Lawrence says the Downtown Association will work with Texas A&M's Departments of Architecture and Visualization, as well as Bryan ISD, for design and installation. At WTAW.com, you can hear more about the project's development. When is a person considered an employee, and when are they considered a contractor? That's the question being presented in a big lawsuit that could change how some companies define that.
FedEx says its drivers are contractors. The Workforce Commission says they are not, and they want the company to pay their unemployment tax. FedEx has gone to court to block that order. Professor Richard Carlson at the South Texas College of Law says if a state agency challenges an employer,
this tends to open up the door for all of the other government agencies. The TWC, if it wins, it will have done a lot of work for the IRS and all the other agencies that also have a reason to suspect the reality of what's going on.
FedEx would be out about $1 million if they pay up. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
Despite a shaky start, by the end of this year's Salvation Army Red Kettle campaign, Lieutenant Jeremy Walker says they surpassed their goal of $150,000 with a whopping $166,000. Walker says this was his family's first Christmas in Bryan College Station, and he's overwhelmed by the community spirit.
We were blessed. We saw a slight increase in volunteers from last year. I can't say it enough. We're just blessed by everybody. The people here have just been so inviting and so willing to help out. We just have to let them know, you know, what's going on, and they just step up, and it's amazing. Our angel tree program went off good. They did around 2,000 angels with that. Everything went well this year, and we're just so blessed to be here.
Walker says the money left over from the Christmas programs will go towards social work such as the food pantry, clothes closet, emergency rent and utilities, fire victim lodging, and youth programs. And finally today, most Texas A&M campus and system buildings have been empty over the holiday break, except on Monday morning. Police dispatched the Texas A&M Riverside campus Teeks office building, found two outer glass doors had been shattered. Inside the building, officers found 27-year-old William Johnson Jr., who said he threw the brick through the glass in order to make a phone call. Officers say Johnson was intoxicated and bleeding from his right hand. Blood was found on several items inside, in addition to the smashed double doors. An inner glass door, two chairs, an AED unit, a bookshelf, and display case were all damaged, adding up to about $4,800 in estimated damages. WTAW News Time is 7:08, and it's 34 degrees. This look at news has been brought to you by Zwirnemann Flooring. More news in about 30 minutes or 24 hours a day online at WTAW.com. I'm Jordan Meserol, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:09, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses, maybe samples. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
We'll have a break in the cloudiness today. We get a chance to see some sunshine, and then clouds will fill back in across the area tonight, and could see another round of showers move through. Mixture of sun and clouds for today with highs of 50 to 55. Clouds, the risk of a shower tonight, 35 to 40. Mostly cloudy, chance of showers tomorrow, highs near 50. Scattered showers near 40 tomorrow night. Saturday, mostly cloudy, highs are going to be near 55. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports, live from Dallas. Thanks to our friends at Mac Resources. We'll talk team moving to the football stadium for the first time to check out the turf there. The Shocker in the Sugar Bowl, and one of the NFL greats is hanging up his cleats after 13 Pro Bowl seasons. We'll share more of that coming up here at 7:50.
There you go. And Kevin from, we'll call it Kevin from Dallas. How's that? Or Las Colinas, or wherever you are up there. It's brought to you by the folks at Mac Resources. Two locations. They are your authorized campus store for everything Apple. And then, of course, their place for the rest of us who are not A&M student, faculty, or staff at 3828 South Texas Avenue. Everything you're looking for, Apple, you'll find it at Mac Resources. All right, so as we begin 2013, just to make us feel really, really good, we forgot yesterday to wish a happy nuptial to Hugh Hefner.
Yes, he got nuptialed.
He
on,
did.
Now, Saturday.
Yeah, her name is Crystal Harris. You know, remember she ran off.
Mm-hmm.
Remember she thought about this and got creeped out.
Disappeared for 2 days, didn't she?
Yep. Us Weekly reports the 26-year-old playmate, who is 60 years younger, wore a stunning strapless baby pink dress during the ceremony, which took place at the Playboy Mansion.
Oh.
Yeah, back in June of 11 is apparently when she did this.
I wonder where they're registered.
You know, I'm not sure.
Does
he doesn't need anything.
That's what
else.
I was going to say. Does Hef need anything?
When you start doing the math, though, I mean, I just want you to think about this. This is Hugh's third stab at wedded bliss.
Only?
This is Crystal's first.
So Hefner hasn't been married as many times as Liz Taylor got married.
No. Previously married to Millie Williams in 1949. I don't know. I'm just going to theorize that Crystal Harris's parents may not have been born in 1949.
Probably not.
Anyway, there you go.
I wonder what Millie's up to these days.
They'll be hopefully clipping coupons. Yeah, hopefully clipping coupons. I don't know. Now, of course, 2012 was a banner year for anniversaries. There was American Idol celebrating its 10th. I've never heard this before. WIMAC. You may already know. Have you guys ever heard that? WIMAC?
No.
You may already know.
Mm-mm.
Yep, okay. The text message turned 20. I think we mentioned that at one time. And it was the 100th birthday of the Oreo, all that in 2012. But now 2013 brings a whole slew of new anniversaries. It will be the 20th anniversary of Anniversary, which was the R&B hit by Tony. Is that right? Do we know who Tony is? But see, because it's anniversary. Dan Brown's Da Vinci Code. Either of you boys read that?
Yes,
yeah,
I did.
Yeah, I did that. Yeah. That'll be 10. And 100 years ago in Pittsburgh, the first modern drive-in gas station opened for business. 2013 marks the 50th anniversary of the JFK assassination and also Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech. It's the 10th anniversary of Apple's iTunes store launch.
How many songs have been sold through that?
Yep. Prior to 2003, record stores were everywhere. Remember, like record stores, mm-hmm. You know, where you'd go in and buy records. and they'd have them in, you know, these little slotted bins, and you'd find rock and roll posters on the wall and stuff like that.
No, I have no idea what you're talking
about. Yeah. It's also the 10th anniversary of Steve Bartman's really, really bad night at Wrigley Field, if you'll remember that.
The Cubs fan that reached over and...
Exactly, yeah. And then in the eighth inning, you know, that could have been the second out of the inning.
And they wanted him dead.
Yeah, they did. Well, I mean, look, the Cubs ended up giving up the 8 runs, not him, but nonetheless. 25th anniversary of Prozac hitting the U.S. market. That's something for you. It's the 25th anniversary of the first Walmart Supercenter.
No kidding.
How has that changed our lives? And it's the 50th anniversary of zip codes. 5 digits, 50 years. That's right. Zip codes. Of course, the one that we know best would be, maybe besides our own, 90210, Beverly Hills. Yeah. I'm sure you guys watch that all the time.
Of course.
Yeah. And it's the 100th anniversary of the modern crossword puzzle, as opposed to the old crossword. I mean, what is a modern crossword puzzle?
Is that like the New Testament and Old Testament?
I don't know. I can't imagine. I'm not sure. Kind of also, this isn't anniversaries anymore, but it marks the end of a career, an era, if you will, for Sony Japan. As of January the 1st, the company has stopped production of the PlayStation 2 video game console. Think about that. AFP News, PlayStation 2 is the second biggest selling console of all times. There are rumors flying that Sony is getting ready for its next generation console, which will be PlayStation 4, obviously, since PlayStation 3 has been out there since 06, but... PlayStation, the original, has gone away.
Wow.
Unless feel sorry for Bill Gates this morning. Bill is only $7 billion richer than he was a year ago.
Well, that's tragic.
It really is. Well, he gave away $28 billion.
Should we talk to Mr. Downs? He's really good about doing public service for things.
Sure. Yeah, help him out a little bit. Bill is no longer the third richest man in the world. He's the second richest.
Nah.
Yeah. Despite the considerable praiseworthy charity work, the Microsoft co-founder did get wealthier, even though he gave a bunch away. In 2012, he wound up $7 billion ahead with a net worth of only $63.4 billion. What was that? Making noises in the background
was not me.
I understand. According to Bloomberg's Billionaires Index, so there you go. Feel good about that. They got the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is working with a $36 billion endowment, just by the way. So, there.
Okay. How much?
$36
billion. Yeah.
By the way, that's 7 zeros.
Yeah, I know. We know that now. Jordan did that for us. He did the math. And I appreciate you doing it because I had no idea how many zeros there were in a trillion. I had none. And again, if you weren't with us last hour, we found out that basically as a country, we're going to take in $620. We take out all the zeros. We're going to take in $620 this year, and we only owe $14,000. So
that's all.
Feel pretty good about all that. Just remember, we're all in this together. Just shut up and pay your taxes. So the role of robots continues to expand. I think we've all heard, you know, tremendous stories about how technology is having robots do things faster, more efficiently than humans could, basically without making mistakes. Now, for instance, they've gone into a new area. Welcome, please, Vomiting Larry. That's right. Vomiting Larry is a humanoid robot.
Is that like Recessa Annie?
Well, not quite, because it's designed to projectile vomit all over the lab at the Health and Safety Laboratory in England. I mean, really? They need to be doing this?
I shouldn't be laughing, but that's funny.
I know. Well, it's helping scientists learn about how diseases spread.
Like a little kid. He said puke.
He said vomit, yeah. Millions around... See, it's helping scientists learn about how these diseases are spread. Millions around the world right now are vomiting. And so Vomiting Larry is helping you find out what causes that to happen. It takes fewer than 20... norovirus particles to infect somebody. So each droplet or gram from the infected person, we don't need to say the V word anymore.
Of the spew?
Yeah, can contain enough virus to infect more than 100,000 people.
So the spewer, not the spewee.
That's right. And see, and again, so if anybody's doing that, then be sure and run away. Be sure and...
So who holds Vomit Larry's hair or whatever?
I don't know. You know, and I... Probably you can YouTube that. I mean, that'll give you something to do in the next newscast while you're up there waiting for the... And, you know, invite everybody over before they open the breakfast buffet there in the media room.
I think that's a fantastic idea. Yeah,
hey, just thought you might want to see this, and so there
you
are.
Do you think that scientist is proud about their work? Like, they go home at Christmas parties and talk about Larry.
Well,
so we got this robot.
Yeah, what, or you think about as they were developing it, how it's not quite perfected yet. Yeah. You know, what have you been? Well, I think we finally got him projecting like we should.
I just want to know the talk at the, you know, at the house when he goes home. So what'd you do today?
Yeah.
We went through another bottle of tequila today with Larry.
That's right. Yeah. We're feeding him pea soup. All right. Coming up in the next half hour, things your parents probably told you that they shouldn't. Okay. Things your parents probably told you that they shouldn't, and we'll let you know. Is it possible to retire for $12,000 a year? Well, according to internationalliving.com, the answer is yes. But you won't be able to be near a Starbucks, obviously. No. Here's where you can retire for less than $1,000 a month, or right about $1,000 a month. Nicaragua, $995 a month. It's one of the poorest countries in the Western Hemisphere, but the editors say you can live with even more luxuries than you're accustomed to. But once again, you're in Nicaragua.
You're in Nicaragua.
Yeah. Malaysia, about $1,000 a month. Great beaches, stunning scenery, entire bag full of fresh fruit because they got mangoes, bananas, and apples and oranges and all that kind of stuff.
Kids will never come see you, though.
Costs just $4. A meal out is $10, and cable TV is just $40. That's in Malaysia. Yeah. Panama, you can live for $1,800 a month. A full-time maid only costs $175 a month.
Oh, sign me up for that.
Yep. Dinner for two with a bottle of wine is $30.
Wow.
And then for a little bit more, you could be in Mexico for $2,100 a month. Utilities such as electricity, gas, water, phone, cable, internet all add up to about $220 a month. Oh, yeah, but never mind. Pay no attention to the street crime and the violent drug gangs. Aside from that, it sounds like a wonderful place
sure.
to be. So there you go. You can. Those are your choices as to where you can be. But now, speaking of going out to eat, you know, if you go out to eat with another couple or you go out with a group, how do you divide up the tip? Comes now the app you've been looking for. The What Should I Tip app. This integrates the three important and often ignored factors: how well your server performed,
okay,
the number of people that are present,
okay,
and just how stingy a tipper you really are. So if you're a generous tipper, and let's say that your meal is $60.40, but your server was terrible, the What Should I Tip app can put all of those things in. In fact, they recommend that if, and again, it's a touch screen so that you decide, well, how was your service? Okay, how many people and what it was, and you put it all together. And it evenly splits up between the people because, you know, if you got even numbers, then you can probably do the math
sure.
in your head. You might not be able to, but what if it's seven people? Or what if it's five people? It'll be hard to do, but once you have...
Well, if you take the percentage and just, you know, $9 is a 15% tip on that, $60. You just divide
it. That doesn't help you sell the app. You have to sell the app. You have to think that this is something you can't live without. So if you want to do that, you can... And again, don't know where you can download it, but it's out there and available. Now, how many of the Ringling Brothers can you name?
Barnum and Bailey?
Yeah, that's on the other side.
Oh, okay.
There's one. I think John Ringling was one.
That would be brother, then not brothers.
That's right, yeah. Well, they're Albert, Otto, Alfred, Charles, August, and Henry. There you go. Hmm. So it's the Ringling Brothers.
There's a trivia question someday.
Well, it is either that or a cocktail conversation
sure.
starter. I'm not exactly sure, but but that'll be fun. Now, in the what were they thinking department. Did you hear that the people who own the Aurora Theater asked,
oh my God, I heard about this.
Ask the relatives if they would like to come to the grand reopening of the theater. Yeah.
We'll give you free tickets and everything.
Exactly. The theater plans to reopen on January the 17th. They sent invitations to the families for, quote, an evening of remembrance, followed by a movie. It was going to be 2 days after Christmas. 2 days after Christmas. Man, I don't know what they were thinking.
Well, one of the families shot back and said, this is too little, too late, and what a terrible idea to start with.
Well, the relatives obviously all refused to go to this. And speaking of refusal, they did make mention that the company refused to meet with them one-on-one without their attorneys present. Oh, really, really bad PR right there. One of those ideas that's hatched in a vacuum. Hey, let's do this. Probably not a good idea.
And somebody went, yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's send it off real quickly and run it up the flagpole. Didn't work too well. All right, 724.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
What makes Safe Light different? Well, with Safe Light, you get the reliability of America's largest auto glass company. Every windshield we replace is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered coast to coast. Plus, a new windshield is the perfect time to get new windshield wipers. SafeLight can do that, too.
Just call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com. Or ask your insurance company for SafeLight.
Hey, pick out your least favorite room in your house and turn it into your favorite room with designer blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes from Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the fastest, easiest, most economical way to give any room that model home look in about 20 minutes by yourself. Get free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states, plus expert installers if you need one. Blinds.com for prices that absolutely crush home improvement store prices. Blinds.com. Blinds.com.
3 years before the founding of Texas A&M, ANCO Insurance was insuring cotton barges carrying cargo on the Brazos River. Today, our clients include farmers and ranchers, large industry and major corporations, as well as the store around the corner. Customer service and the best insurance products and services are our primary focus. We have the experience to help your business in today's stressful times. Visit ANCO Insurance at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
Listening to this radio program says a lot about who you are and what you believe. You're obviously very smart, very intelligent, and conservative values run through your veins. Well, your email address says a lot about you, too. Think about the companies that you're endorsing every time you send an email. Are you promoting Google by using Gmail, or maybe it's Yahoo or another free email provider? They love the free publicity, and as a thank you, they scan your messages and they profit from your information. Now, I, L. Rushbaugh, have a better idea. Get your name at Reagan.com as your private conservative email address. With every email you send, you'll be promoting real conservative values, and your emails will never be scanned. You have a choice here, folks. You can continue to use a free email address, have your messages scanned, and promote their business. Or for only $40 a year, you can get your name at Reagan.com. And please use offer code RUSH. Get 2 free bonus months.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Bayinski with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. Today.
Hey, good morning. It's 727. A little content problem with Rush today, so we won't have his report. We will take a look at the weather right now, and that's something to kind of at least keep an eye on. We'll have some sun today. 47 will be our high temperature, but tonight we'll be down near freezing, and there's a 30% chance of precipitation, so that could make travel a little more dangerous than normal. 34 is the forecasted low, but we do have a 30% chance of rain or sleet. 40% chance of rain or sleet tomorrow with a high temperature of 46. Down to about 37 on Friday night. And then we have a 30% chance of rain on Saturday with a high of 54. Saturday night, it's 36, and then we get sunshine on Sunday and Monday with a high temperature in the upper 60s. Right now, the wind chill is 27. The wind speed is north at 5, 88% relative humidity, and the weather is brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com. So we talked yesterday about gas prices being down some, but, you know, they had been a little bit higher.
Right.
There are many things, in fact, that we are paying more for in 2013, sorry to tell you. Cars, due to the new fuel efficiency requirements, automakers will be passing
that
cost on for you. Groceries, thanks to a drought this past summer, farmers were forced to reduce the size of their herds. That means the price of beef and chicken will be going up, along with the cost of dairy products. Fewer and leaner cows produce less milk. So what do we need to do? Start eating dirt? I mean, well, what can we eat? Chicken's going up. Beef's going up. I don't know. Fish? Want to try that? Okay. They'll find a way to make that go up. Remember in the old days when it used to be just coffee and sugar that they talk about
yes.
the price going up? Because the price would always go up, and then it wouldn't come down. And I used to drink, granted, I used to drink a lot more coffee then than I do now, but still, now we're looking at corn going up and then the feed going up. And as they said, with the drought there, the farmers certainly cranked back on the number of cattle that they were raising. So that's obviously the supply and demand thing. See, we need pink slime back. We need pink slime back.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. And again, as mentioned, if you buy any kind of grain beyond corn, that means that your cereal prices will go up and your bakery prices are going to be going up too. Ah, and with grain, of course, comes beer. The expensive grain there, a problem. A new SEC metal trade fund is expected to send copper up. Copper is used for equipment in brewing and also distilling liquor, so that'll be going up. Healthcare, that's a shocker. Expect to pay 6% more. Higher premiums that, of course, will have to be passed on to employees because of the employers. Many states won't be able to subsidize rising costs when it comes to tuition. The cost of more administrators, new dorms, more property will show up on your fee bill. Expect a 4.8% in-state tuition increase. That's nationwide now, not necessarily here in Texas. And iPhone accessories. Now that Apple has changed the ports, expect to pay premium prices for chargers and docks. And accessories.
That's because they went to that lightning
right,
thing.
Right, exactly. Well, and because, once again, they had a good design that was going to be able to last for years, and we can't have that. We've got to build in that obsolescence so that you've got to get something new and different and, you know, charge that thing up and pay a little bit extra for it.
So, sure.
There you go. Stuff going up in 2013. So let's do some news now, huh?
Good morning, WTAW News. Time is 7:30, and it's 34 degrees in the studios right now. We'll take a look at that full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new, larger location at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway South. They'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Dr. Zero, Riley, VZ Brazil, and their staff. They are part of that St. Joseph difference. Good morning. I'm Jordan Meserol. There's going to be a new attraction in historic downtown Bryan, thanks to a $10,000 grant from the National Endowments for the Arts. Renee Lawrence with the Downtown Bryan Association says that not only will be a benefit to the community, but it's also going to be a product of the community.
The lead artist and design studio at A&M will figure out how they want to utilize the framework and what the design will be. You know, if they'll have to do things like interact with light and weathering and, you know, have an interactive component with people that come to visit it. And then the A&M students will work with Bryan ISD students to help with the final production and installation of the design.
Lawrence says images will be posted as soon as the students begin designing during the spring semester, and the Downtown Association also hopes to get the input of downtown residents and businesses. For more details, go to WTAW.com. It's been about 3 weeks since the Newton, Connecticut shooting, and today some of the first students are returning to school. Though classes will be held at a different school in another town, it's the first step back towards normal. Robert Moses describes what he's seeing there as students start their day.
You could see signs lining the road leading up to the school welcoming these students back. The former Chalk Hill Middle School has been transformed, and it has been renamed Sandy Hook Elementary School to give students and staff a degree of normalcy, if that is at all possible. It has been just 3 weeks since that awful shooting back on December 14th that killed 20 students and six adults. In part of that tragedy, the principal of Sandy Hook Elementary School, Don Hawksprung, was one of the first people to die back on December 14th. Well, the principal of the new Sandy Hook Elementary School is a woman named Donna Page, who was actually the principal prior to Hawksprung. Robert Moses, Fox News.
A drunken break-in resulted in almost $5,000 worth of damage to A&M's Teak's office building Monday morning. Officers found 27-year-old William Johnson Jr. inside, who claimed he had thrown a brick through the glass double doors so that he could use the phone. Also damaged were an AED unit, two chairs, a display case, a bookshelf, a third glass door, and blood was on several items. Police could not find a brick or anyone else in the building, and Johnson, who was described as highly emotional, was arrested for criminal mischief, criminal trespass, and public intoxication. The Taxpayer Relief Act bill might have kept the country from going over the so-called fiscal cliff, but not all of its changes will be good for Brazos Valley residents. Brian's Chief Financial Officer Joe Hegwood says the changes in employee portion of Social Security tax withholding will leave workers with less money.
How that will affect the area, it's kind of hard to predict. It definitely will have a dampening effect because there's a little less spendable income. But there's other positive things going on in Bryan and College Station. There's a lot of construction activity going on. So it's kind of hard to predict right now, but it's something that we'll keep an eye on.
He says some of the local positives that might help BCS also include 4,000 building permits in 2012 for about $115 million of construction. Teamwork is powerful, and as local nonprofit organizations and art programs attempt to weather out the recession and enter the new year with a new game plan, Chris Dyer with the Arts Council Brazos Valley says they're discovering that they work very well side by side.
We're partnering with a lot of different nonprofits. Like, we're partnering with the food bank in March to do a version of the Empty Bowls project that will benefit both of our organizations, and the focus is art. There's definitely a demand for a nonprofit program service revenue where you're generating revenue by providing a service. That's really been successful for a lot of nonprofits, and we're doing that.
Dyer says the BCS area has lots of artists, and although art, entertainment, and nonprofits often go by the wayside in tough times, they really do improve the quality of life. He says other fundraisers for the new year include bench sponsorships and the ACBC's anniversary fundraiser in March. WTAW News Time is 7:35 and it's 34 degrees. This look at news has been brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. More news in about 30 minutes or 24 hours a day online at WTAW.com. I'm Jordan Meserol, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You love sports, but they can be hard on your body. Taking a hit on the field or running a marathon can leave you injured and sitting on the sidelines. St. Joseph Brazos Valley Sports Medicine can help you recover from your injury and return to the game. Our team of orthopedic surgeons, physical therapists, and athletic trainers work together to maximize your athletic potential. And our Saturday morning injury clinics also help get you back in the game. Just call 731-2876 to let us know you're coming. St-Joseph.org/BVS.
This is Chuck Morrow. When Suzanne and I decided to grow our business in Bryan College Station, we knew it was the right decision. This is the kind of place where the quality of life gets better every day. That's why it's so important to support our businesses that are based right here. By choosing to stay local, you help to improve our basic services and allow local companies to support nonprofits. Broadcasting and Brazos Valley Floor and Design Center remind you, shop local. It's where the jobs are.
Brought to you by Bryan Broadcasting and the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce.
Do you want to be seen? Here's a great way to. You can put your ad on My School Bus. It builds branding and provides funding for our schools. Your ad will be seen every day by thousands of people as the buses travel around the community. And remember, school bus ads can travel to areas where billboards cannot. Call 281-962-4390. That's 281-962-4390.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
We'll have a break in the cloudiness today. We get a chance to see some sunshine, and then clouds will fill back in across the area tonight, and could see another round of showers move through. Mixture of sun and clouds for today with highs of 50 to 55. Clouds, the risk of a shower tonight, 35 to 40. Mostly cloudy, chance of showers tomorrow, highs near 50. Scattered showers near 40 tomorrow night. Saturday, mostly cloudy, highs are going to be near 55. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Having to get used to it is like a different depth perception when you're looking at it and everything.
That's DeShazer Everett talking about the first time the Aggies got to get on the field at Jerry World to see the difference with the giant TV hanging over it. We'll cover that for you here in just a little bit. Also, the shocker in the Sugar Bowl, and Ray Lewis, one of the best linebackers in the NFL, has decided he's going to hang up his cleats. That and more with sports in 12.
Yeah, you consider all the high school games that were played there, and then this game coming up, and you know, there've been a lot of people playing football at the Death Star here recently.
They have, and it was interesting. I was sitting next to one of the organizers for the Cotton Bowl on the bus back from the event last night, and they're talking about pitching for the national championship game.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it's going to be a bit there. That is pretty much because of the SEC, but the realignment for the Bowl Championship Series.
Right.
They're talking about making that like a bidding process like they do the Super Bowl.
Well, you know, that's fine, but it's the weather, too. It'll be interesting to see. I don't know what the forecast looks like. We'll have a look at that a little bit later with the forecast for Dallas. If you'll remember when they had the Super Bowl there and it snowed, that's not good for business.
No.
So.
It absolutely is. I've got the weather forecast here from Dallas.
But again, that's, you know, for the game itself, that's fine. But for the parties and things that people want to do and enjoy in the midst of all that.
Should be cloudy and 48 with an overnight low of 34 Friday.
Okay. Well, there you go. Well, spend the weekend in Dallas. What the heck? You know, go there and celebrate the victory. By the way, 73 years ago this week, actually 73 years ago Tuesday, the Aggies won the Sugar Bowl in the 1939 National Football Championship. Homer Norton was the coach. Later went on to have a pancake house in College Station.
Which one?
Where Sully's is now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
That opened as Homer Norton's Pancake House. Yeah. Had a sign that had all the banners of the Southwest Conference teams on it. It was pretty interesting.
Huh.
And, of course, long before IHOP, so we went there because we didn't know that there were flavors of syrup besides maple.
Did Homer only have one flavor of syrup?
No, he had a lot. That's what I mean. It was something kind of new and different.
It was kind of a big deal.
It was. And really, it went well for quite a while, and then, of course, it became the location of many restaurants as years went on. But anyhow, 1939 A&M football team, under the guidance of Homer Norton, won the school's only AP National Football Championship, beat Tulane 14-13 in the Sugar Bowl. The star of the Aggies was Jarrin John Kimbrough, 1939. He came in first in the Southwest region of the Heisman vote, but did not have any places in the other regions.
Because they're Yankees.
Yep, that's right. In 1940, he received the second highest Heisman votes overall. That year, the Aggies beat Fordham in the Cotton Bowl, 13-12. Fordham had a football team in 1941. For his part, John Kimbrough went on to star in two Hollywood B-movie westerns and survived being a World War II pilot in the Pacific Theater, have a pro football career, and then he was a state representative. Ironically, he was recruited by Tulane but switched to A&M very early in his college years. So there you go. That's Jarrin John and the Aggies in 1939. Yeah, a little bit of here. And our thanks to our buddy Henry Mayo, who gives us all the things that have to do with history in the Brazos Valley. So it's 7:42, and it's time for us to pay homage to the man who brought us the chicken nugget.
Yay! I've been waiting for this for an hour.
And did it 18 years before McDonald's.
Really?
Yep, yep. Because if I say the name Robert C. Baker, you have no idea, do you?
No.
No idea.
Was he a colonel?
No, he wasn't. He was a Yankee, as a matter of fact. He was a professor at Cornell.
And really?
Yep, yep. So when you think of that chicken nugget, small, salty, spongy, parents are conflicted about whether or not you should really be feeding these to your children because, after all, they have single-handedly brought on the obesity that so many of us enjoy.
Yes.
Yes. There are nuggets at almost every fast food joint now. Almost everyone. Not even the fast food. If you go to a kid's menu, you'll find them there, and obviously they are in the freezer.
I was going to say, obviously you can buy them for TV dinners.
Right. We know everything or almost everything about chicken nuggets except who's responsible. And now you do know. Professor Robert C. Clark, Cornell University. He died in 2006, but he had proposed, if you will, a prototype, the frozen breaded chicken stick, back in 1963. He was a professor of poultry science. He and his graduate students had dreamed up the first versions of products that we now take for granted, like chicken hot dogs and chicken cold cuts and chicken meatballs and more than 50 other edible items made from eggs and chicken, but made it to look like something else. The foods
like
were
like the McRib.
Yeah, exactly. Except that'd be pork bologna. Oh, I'm sorry. It would be a savory pork slab. These foods were invented, which they detail in widely distributed bulletins for everybody to copy and refine and launch. I mean, they didn't make any money off of this. They just put it out there. They found it to be convenient and appealing, and, you know, Back in 1965, we were eating 34 pounds of chicken per person. Now it's 84 pounds a year. It has gone up 50 pounds. What's interesting is, if you talk about Robert C. Baker at Cornell, he in fact is best known for a barbecue sauce that they used up there.
Really?
Yeah. In 1977, the federal government's first ever dietary guidelines urged citizens to start eating less fat. That meant less beef. Well, McDonald's heard that back in 1977. So they started to try to put together some things that would cause people to eat something other than beef when they were at McDonald's. Test customers spurned one attempt, which was an experimental chicken pot pie. The next idea, bone-in fried chicken, too close to what KFC was doing. So that wasn't going to work. Now, Ray Kroc, who was the owner of McDonald's and founder, told their chef to work on some other product. He believed that the answer was deep-fried onion chunks.
Ray Kroc did?
Yeah. Ray Kroc said, this is where we need to go. We need to go with deep-fried onion chunks rather than onion rings, because those were, you know, they would cost too much to
make. That was an A&W thing.
Yeah, and so, anyway, that's what they went to was onion chunks, but that really didn't work out very well. So that's when they moved to chicken chunks. They'd bone a chicken breast, cut it into small pieces, batter it, and fry it. They loved it at headquarters. They thought it was a great idea. The problem was, on the grand scale, they couldn't do it because they weren't able to get what they needed, which was a piece of chicken that was uniform throughout. Thus, they came up with chopping up chicken.
Parts is parts.
That's it. So they chopped up the chicken, found a coating that would work, and boom. Without advance warning, in 15 Knoxville, Tennessee markets, McDonald's brought out chicken McNuggets. And the rest is basically a cultural juggernaut.
Yes, it is.
But as it was. It was a guy in Cornell. In New York who came up with it. And it was called Chicken on a Stick at that time. All right, 745.
Mike Vivaldi here with Team of Navasota. People are always asking me when is the best time of the year to buy a new vehicle. Well, the time is now. 2012s, they got to go. We have 0% available, huge rebates, and we have over 500 vehicles on the lot. Whether you're in the market for a new Ford, a Chevrolet, or a Dodge, Team of Navasota has your vehicle. Thank you for making us one of the fastest growing dealerships in Texas. Check out our giant inventory at teamofnavasota.com. And to you and your family, hope you have a happy new year.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call Ed Phillips Plumbing 24/7 at 731-1500. You can also visit them online at ed-phillips-plumbing.com.
Ed Phillips Plumbing, proudly supporting Fightin' Texas Aggie football.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Childs Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX laser and Child's Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Child's Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Yesterday, I spoke about the harmful power of insecurities. The fear they stir up can imprison people in destructive patterns and leave them feeling there's no way out. If this is a problem you struggle with, take heart. There is hope. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Most of our insecurities are simply a nuisance. We may feel a little behind in fashion, drive a clunker we're self-conscious about, or struggle with public speaking. It's the kind of stuff that makes us feel awkward at social gatherings, but otherwise it doesn't hold much influence over our lives. But some people struggle with insecurities that tap into a deep well of fear. It drives their thinking and keeps them stuck in painful situations. It can feel especially overwhelming when the only solution a person knows is willpower. But white-knuckling it and simply trying harder is rarely effective. You need outside help. Some anxieties can be eased with the support and encouragement of friends who reassure you in times of weakness. But other fears are too deeply entrenched and can only be overcome with the help of a counselor. With the guiding hand of a professional, you can rebuild your self-image and learn how to replace fear with confidence. We have a staff of counselors ready to help you start turning your life around. To speak with someone or to find a counselor in your area, call us at 1-800-FAMILY or visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hey, about 10 till. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Real quickly, sorry, some bad news. The Neil Bortz visit will not be able to happen.
Aww.
He will not be able to come to College Station. It has to do with his syndicator. They've moved the new start date for his replacement, which would mean he'd basically have to do a show in Atlanta on Wednesday, come to College Station on Thursday, then go back to Atlanta on Friday for his last show. And obviously that's really difficult.
Yeah.
But anyway, he's been in contact with us, and he promises that he'll come over, and maybe he'll come in and sit down and do the show with me for a morning or something like that. But he promises he will be back into Aggie Land.
Well, it'll be fun, though.
Yeah, well, it's just this kind of ended up being a syndicator, which is something he didn't have any control over. So we thank you for your interest, folks who wanted to come be a part of that. But we'll have Neil here at another time. So we will listen here for rescheduling. How's that?
There you go.
All right.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor, live from Dallas, thanks to our friends at Mac Resources, Kelly Burt Dozer, and our friends at Hobbytown USA. Now, it's only one day and a handful of hours away until Texas A&M takes the field for the 77th annual Cotton Bowl. As the festivities for the players start to taper off, the party is just getting started for the fans as they make their way to Dallas. The Aggies got to make their way to Jerry World to practice on the big field for the very first time this season. And from 12th Man TV, here's defensive back DeShazer Everett on getting used to playing at the stadium with the giant TV hanging over the top of it.
It's different from most stadiums. You know, it's bigger and everything, and you have to get used to it. It's like a different depth perception when you're looking at it and everything. But overall, I think we did pretty good. You know, we're stepping it up as a team, getting ready for the game, and just have to keep pushing, go watch film and study them more.
In a combined press conference yesterday, Coach Sumlin and Coach Stoops talked about their friendship not really interfering with what was going on.
We're still friends, but you got to do your job. So as long as we're not doing anything unethical, and so we understand that, you know, that's just competitive world we live in.
Yeah, there's no doubt. You know, you like you said, as long as you're not doing anything unethical, you're friends. It's like playing golf. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. You might get upset a little bit, but you're going to come back and do it. That's just the way it is.
All the talking stops tomorrow, and the fighting starts at 7, as that is game time for the Cotton Bowl between the Aggies and the Oklahoma Sooners. Pregame starts at 6 with Dave and Dave, and all the action is live right here on WTAW. In the Sugar Bowl last night, number 22 did some talking, too. Number 22, Louisville, stunned Florida 33-23. The Cardinals took the lead for the good after Terrell Floyd's interception, 38 yards. He took that to the house, and that was all they needed. Fiesta Bowl is tonight with number 4, Oregon, and number 5, K-State. Kickoff for that game is at 7 o'clock, and it's on ESPN. Baltimore Ravens linebacker Ray Lewis is going to hang up his cleats after the playoffs. The 13-time Pro Bowler says, quote, this is his last ride.
I think my fans, I think my city, they deserve that whenever this road stops, for me just not to walk away. I think we all get to enjoy what Sunday will feel like, knowing that this will be last time 52 plays in a uniform in Raven Stadium.
The 37-year-old Lewis will take the field for what could be the last time this Sunday against Indianapolis in the first round of the playoffs. Jim Boeheim has passed Bobby Knight for the second all-time among Division I men's basketball coaches. Boeheim claimed his 903rd win beating Rutgers last night, 78-53. Pennsylvania Governor Tom Corbett has filed an antitrust lawsuit against the NCAA for overstepping their authority over the heavy penalties surrounding the child molestation charges leveled at Jerry Sandusky. The sanctions involve a 4-year bowl suspension and a $60 million fine. According to league sources, before arriving in Arizona on Wednesday, his interview with the Cardinals, former Eagles coach Andy Reid's first interview was actually earlier Wednesday with Kansas City. And finally this morning, in the NBA, the Rockets beat the Hornets 104-92. The Spurs toppled the Bucks 117-110, and the Heat had to go to overtime to knock off the Mavs 119-109. That's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Prince Irrigation, the premier Central Texas irrigator contractor. Visit PrinceIrrigation.com. Live from Dallas, I'm Kevin O'Connor on WTAW.
Does the thought of dragging hoses and sprinklers across your lawn during another hot Texas summer get you sweating? Don't sweat it. Call Prince Irrigation. Now is the best time to get your no-obligation bid on a state-of-the-art irrigation system and have it installed between Thanksgiving and spring break and receive a 10% discount. David Prince and the Prince family have been in the irrigation business for decades and are leaders in the industry. Don't wait till it's too late. Install now and save 10%. Call Prince Irrigation at 774-4726. Like them on Facebook or log on to the website, PrinceIrrigation.com.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW... think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like First Victoria Bank, Sully's Sports Grill and Bar, and the Sleep Station. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics. News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Who knows about New Year's resolutions, but the one that never fails is Jenny and I heading to Half Price Books to stock up on cozy up-to-the-fire reads and great stuff for the kids in case the weather deals us a hand of cabin fever. There's just something about the selection at Half Price Books. Me, I'm diving into history and biographies. Maybe it was the election year, maybe some of the new movies that are out, maybe because the prices are so low, I can't help but walk out with a stack of stuff I've been dying to read. I think taking the edge off the cooler weather and sharpening up the old noggin's a good trade-off, don't you think? No pun intended. Jenny's determined to learn how to cook the best noodles in the world. She didn't pasta up one book on that. Got any new interests rattling around in your noodle for the new year? You can sure fill that bowl on the top of your neck with great affordable stuff from Half Price Books on University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. Find out more at halfpricebooks.com. See you there.
Hey, about Fort Hill, News Talk 1620, WTAW, and Kevin's up in...
Yes, sir.
I hear, is that Tucker talking, Frito talking in the background again?
Yes.
He talks more now than he ever does when he's here. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
All right.
I do.
Is he talking sports or just talking?
He's talking actually with Zach, who does the sports for us in the afternoon.
And
they're kind of doing their show because I think Lanny's not feeling well.
Oh, okay. So as a result, then they're doing the whole show.
They're kind of winging it.
They're just not spinning the tunes, as they say. Michael Strahan says he has no intention of getting his teeth fixed. He can still eat corn through a picket fence.
So can I.
Okay, he says he's happy with that.
Me too.
He said, you know, if he got his gap tooth smile fixed, he said the family would probably call 911 because they wouldn't recognize him when he walked in the house. Yeah, there you go. I'm probably not.
Hey, it worked for Letterman for years,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, that's right, sure. Hey, just to show you that the people who are stars in Hollywood are just like us. They're just regular people. Leonardo DiCaprio, Jamie Foxx, Kevin Connolly, Jonah Hill all got together and partied on a boat in Sydney's harbor on New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
Until 1 o'clock in the morning when they all decided to hop onto a chartered G5 and fly to Las Vegas.
Sure,
so,
why not?
So, see, I think that's basically, we did basically the same thing. So, if you think members of Congress aren't in the real world, not any different than those people right there. Okay, so, stuff you should not say to your kid because it's not true.
Okay.
Stuff you should not say to your kid because it's not true. When you open up the oven, all the heat lets out. It's not, not true. Not true. But did your mom or dad tell you that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Sugar makes you hyper.
It doesn't?
That's what they say. This is not true. Coffee will stunt your growth.
Yeah, I heard that.
Well, I heard smoking.
That
but,
too.
You know, so there you go. If you crack your knuckles, you'll get arthritis.
Yep.
Yep.
Not going to happen. Okay. Don't swim for an hour after lunch. I think we all heard that. Put on your hat or you'll freeze to death.
I mean, really. It was pretty cold out there this morning, though. I thought I was going
to
die.
But parents used to say that to us, right?
Yep.
You'll freeze to death if you don't put your hat on. Don't sit so close to the TV.
It's bad for your eyes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, now you don't want to sit too close to it because of the amount of heat that it puts off.
Yeah, it'll melt your face.
Yeah, it really will. You'll end up with a little glow at the end of the day. And sipping soda to settle your stomach. Those are all things that your mom or your dad or both told you.
Oh, yeah, 7-Up for a tummy ache,
oh,
always.
Sure. Yeah, and again, maybe it was just the sipping that did that. Which brings to mind that today is the anniversary of the patent of the drinking straw.
Huh.
I mean,
really?
Yep. That's again. Don't know necessarily what the. I may have to go into Wikipedia or something, see if I can find out what that was about. But I mean, there must have been other people who thought about doing that. And,
sure.
And maybe they didn't coat the inside and it you know destroyed itself. Now, are you guys of an age that you remember that we had those little straws that had the flavored strip in the middle,
mm-hmm.
and you could drink it and would make like chocolate milk,
mm-hmm.
Which was really pretty nasty, as I recall. But it was just kind of the whole idea that it would change.